Richmond was founded because of the James River. 1737, really, to be exact. Richmond was founded, William Byrd II. He decided that he was going to take a venture up the James River from the Chesapeake Bay. He ran into the fall line, all the rocks that in the rapids that you see out there that make up what is our magnificent city here. The rocks stopped them. Couldn't go any further. So, what did they do? He set up camp, roughly around Rockets Landing and Caro's. That was in 1700s, going into the 1800s. The river was used for a lot of things between that time and the early 70s. We trafficked humans, Africans. We trafficked Americans from this very spot here in Richmond. We had grist mills. We had quarrying operations. Picket, it was going on the riverfront. We used the river for its resources. We destroyed the river. And many other rivers during that time. It wasn't just happening here in Richmond. It was happening across the United States. We used our rivers for their resources. And we destroyed many of them. 1970s come along. We start to realize that we're doing a great disservice to our citizens by really leaving our rivers in such a disdained state, by allowing them basically to be open sewers. We were doing a disservice. So arguably, one of the greatest pieces of legislation to come out of our national government, not much is happening right now, of course, right? But to have the Clean Water Act happen, have the Clean Air Act happen. The Clean Water Act stated that any navigable waterway must be open, fishable, and swimmable. That meant that we had to clean up the James River. We no longer could allow it to be an open sewage refuge. We got a little bit of help from Mother Nature, for better or worse. Hurricanes Agnes and Camille came through, blew out a couple dams. It let all that raw effluent go out into the bay and out into the ocean, again, for better or worse. It allowed our river, though, to start to heal itself. That healing process is continuing to today. That healing process mirrors what has taken place in our nation. Literally, from here in Richmond, we can tell the story of from the slave ship to the White House. We can tell that story from here. And Caro's Landing, and Rockets Landing, but really on the south side, on the South Banks, Manchester area, Manchester slave docks. We brought slaves in, we sent Americans back out. From there, they were led over to Lunken Slave Jail. Lunken Slave Jail happens to be behind, adjacent to Main Street Station, for those of you that are kind of familiar with those areas. Lunken Slave Jail was notoriously one of the worst slave prisons in Richmond. Lunken Slave Jail, after Lunken died, he happened to marry one of his slaves. After he died, she turned it into the first free black school here in Richmond. That school became Virginia Union. Virginia Union graduated Douglas Wilder. Douglas Wilder became the first black governor of any state in the United States. From the slave house to the White House. We can tell that story here in Richmond. That story mirrors America. Let me take it back to the river, a little bit closer to the river for us. So in the 70s, We had this change in our identity here in Richmond. It was no longer we're, you know, heavily industrialized city, we're dumping all our raw effluent into the river. We decided with the Clean Water Act as a nation that we were going to take better care of our rivers. We were going to be better stewards of the land. With that, Richmond had the grand idea, why don't we take some of this derelict land that we have along our riverfront, and why don't we turn it into a park? That'd be a really awesome idea, wouldn't it? So we got world-famous architects, landscape architects who had, fathers had designed Shenandoah Parkway and Shenandoah Park. And they came to Richmond, and they did a wonderful futuristic design for the James River Park System, what was to be James River Park System at that point in time. Imagine a Space Needle out on Belle Isle and a monorail that took you from the north side of the river all the way out there. Concrete all along all of our banks. There were awesome little boats that you could, you know, get across the river in certain spots with. Really neat ideas. It's the 70s going into the 80s at this point, right? Reagan comes into power. I have to say no more on that one. Reaganomics take place. The park system, James River Park System, goes from having 15 staff to one. That one person was Ralph White. It was because of his work, of a lot of his work, his hard work and dedication, that James River Park System is what it is that we know of and love today. When I came to work for the park, there was two people there. Two people. Mind you, at that point, the park, when it started, it was about 200 acres. It had grown by that point, about 14 years ago-ish, to about 450, 500 acres. Today it sits at 600. The park system went from, in the 70s, being this derelict land, being this land that famously past parks directors stated, why would we want a bunch of weeds and snakes? To now being the largest park in our city at over 600 acres. It is the most visited park in our region. Last year, we had over 1.3 million visits from the public. While that is great, don't get me wrong, I am but one of seven people that take care of James River Park System. The self-determined change that we talk about comes from you all, the community. The park system is not what it is today, what we know and love, without people like yourselves. Care about the park, care about the city, and doggone it, we're gonna make it better. That's what it takes. Because trust me, government is not going to do it for you. Nothing in James River Park System is because our city leaders said that's what we need. It's because people like yourself said, we got white water here in the middle of a capital city.
Amen.
I know how to, I'm an architect, I'm an engineer. My company has some guys that I can send out there and some equipment. Let's build a put in. Or, you know, we've got great terrain here. Why don't we build some trails so we can mountain bike and hike and run? The community did that. So it truly is because of the community that James River Park System is the asset that it is today for the city of Richmond. And today, it sits as the largest economic driver for our city at estimated over $20.8 million coming into our city just from you all coming to visit. So if you haven't been to James River Park System, which I take many of you have, I implore you to come see what everyone else is coming down to the park for. And if you have been to the park, make sure you're packing out whatever you bring with you.